Hello and welcome to the iForum Rx podcast, where today's guest, Kathleen or Katie Pincus, will be discussing the Homebase study, which she wrote a commentary about for iForum Rx. Katie, I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the Homebase study. If you could summarize in four sentences or less the study to someone who hasn't read it yet, what would you say?
Sure. So this is a randomized trial that compared a bundled intervention by community health workers to usual care for low-income adult patients with asthma. The intervention group received 5 visits from community health workers. They received education on asthma, support with self-management, and some tangible resources to help control triggers. And basically, the study found that these interventions helped increase asthma-related quality of life scores and symptom-free days, but they didn't change the overall cost of care or healthcare utilization when the intervention group was compared to the usual care control.
Now, the results of the home-based study suggest that community health workers can make a difference. Do you think this model of care can be applied to the management of other chronic diseases such as heart failure or chronic pain or diabetes? What does the evidence from previous trials tell us about the benefits of community health worker programs?
I absolutely think so. There are studies using community health workers in a number of different disease states and different patient populations. But the types of interventions are so diverse that it's right now hard to quantify what the overall impact of the community health workers themselves are. What they're seeing across the studies is that the biggest impact of community health care workers is often patient activation and patient engagement. So the thought is that by employing people from the community to help educate and assist patients with chronic disease states, they can be more impactful, increasing things like patient self-efficacy.
What do you think the keys to implementing a successful community health worker program might be? I'm sure a lot of people would be interested in developing such programs, but there's got to be certain ingredients for success.
Sure. I think there's a couple things we can think about now, and I think over the next couple years, we'll probably be able to define this a little bit better. In the commentary, I point to the impact toolkit that was developed by the Penn Center for Community Health Workers from UPenn, which I think is one of the places that's gathering, kind of collecting the most information for people that are looking to implement this kind of intervention. But I would say the first thing would be to really define what the intervention is. Make sure that it's clear what these community health workers are doing and kind of what they're not doing as well, so that everyone knows what to expect from the program. I would say the second thing is to really select the right community health workers. So you want people from the community, you want people that speak the same language as the patients that you're targeting. Often these community health workers already know a lot of the patients and their families. So you want people that are already engaged in their community and that kind of know a little bit about the disease state. So in the home-based trial, they only selected community health workers that had a personal or family history of asthma so that they had, you know, some real life experience with this disease already. The third thing I would say is that the community health workers really need proper training. They have to remember these are lay people. These aren't people that went to medical school or pharmacy school or anything like that. So you need to make sure you're giving them the right information and tools to really be able to help the patients that they're working with the best. And finally, I would say that you also need to be tying this intervention in with the rest of the healthcare team. So making sure that the community health workers have an avenue by which to communicate with the patient's primary care doctors or maybe their community pharmacists or other people that are caring for the patient so that this intervention isn't happening in a silo, that it's really tied in with the rest of the care the patient's receiving.
Now, some might think the idea of a community health worker program is kind of threatening. After all, community health workers are supposed to be doing the kind of follow-up and patient education that we as health professionals are supposed to be doing. So what would you say to someone who maybe feels threatened by community health worker programs? What do you perceive to be the pros and the cons of such an approach?
Well, I would say, first of all, that we know that there are gaps in care right now, and the role of the community health worker is really to try to fill in some of those gaps. We know that when we teach a patient something in the office, they don't retain all of that knowledge when they go home. So the community health worker is actually going to their home and seeing what they're really doing there and what kind of foods they have around and what kind of, you know, medication reminder systems they're using. So hopefully the community health worker programs are a way to bridge the care that's already being given with kind of what optimal care would be. So hopefully that shouldn't be too threatening. Also, one of the pros of these kind of interventions is that they're pretty cheap compared to other healthcare professionals or, you know, employing high-level practitioners to do these interventions. Community healthcare worker interventions are on the cheaper side of healthcare. So as we kind of discussed already, the community health workers might be more relatable to the patients. So some patients have stigma around healthcare professionals. Some patients might have a distrust of the healthcare professional, or from time to time you'll hear the patients going, they just don't know what my life is like, where the community health workers do. So they should be able to fill in some of those gaps that the patients are experiencing.
And it seems to me, Katie, that one of the potential benefits of community health worker programs is that the community health worker can not only translate what the health professional is trying to say to the patient, but can translate what the patient is trying to say back to the health professionals.
Absolutely. And that's why I think that bidirectional communication is so important, that, you know, we talk about identifying barriers. These community health workers are going to have a lot of really great information to bring back to us for that. So we might have to adjust some of the plans that we have in place so they can be things that the patient can really do or that fits into the patient's culture. You know, we talk a lot about cultural competency. One of the major advantages of community health workers, you don't have to train them on that because they're already from the same community. That's the whole point of some of these interventions. So helping educate the other healthcare professionals on some of the patient's life experiences and some of their cultural background and how that might interplay with the treatment plans, I think is really important.
And how about some of the potential cons? What do you see as some of the potential drawbacks for a community health worker program?
Yeah, well, I think one of the major cons, and we just have to keep this in mind anytime we're developing a community health worker intervention, is that they don't have the kind of medical background that a lot of other healthcare providers do. So you have to make sure that they're providing accurate information, that they're not perpetuating myths, and that they're not being asked to practice outside the scope of, you know, what they're expected to do. I know I was asked to help create a training manual for community health worker to do medication reconciliation. And I kind of went back and forth with the people asking me about this because I was like, well, I can certainly create a training manual where they're creating a home medication list, where they're looking at, you know, how many pills are left over, medication use behaviors. You know, I can outline all of those questions to ask really well. But where it comes to the actual reconciliation point, where we're asking this community health worker to identify discrepancies and things like therapeutic duplications or, you know, omitted therapies, I didn't feel comfortable putting that on the plate of the community health worker. I didn't think that they would have the level of training to reliably and consistently identify all of those errors. So I was like, I think their role should be to collect all the lists, maybe identify some red flags, but then to communicate that to another healthcare provider that could really help make some of those more, you know, higher level decisions.
Well, why do you think community health worker programs aren't more commonplace? I mean, what are some of the barriers to their implementation that you think really prevent us from using these kind of programs routinely in practice?
Sure. I mean, it does still take infrastructure to recruit the community health workers, to train them, and to run such a program. Often, you know, you need to pay them, which is one thing. You need to also often pay for gas and parking and any kind of tangible resources that you want to give out, and all of that takes funding. I also think there's, in some places, a lack of awareness of these kind of programs and what they can accomplish. So I think that studies like the home-based trial are really getting the word out about what community health workers can be asked to do. But I really think that we're going to see more of these interventions over time.
Well, Dr. Pincus, it sounds like you have pretty positive feelings about community health worker programs. Your own personal experience, as well as the results of the home-based study, show that community health workers can make a difference and that you think these kind of programs are going to become more commonplace in the future. We invite our members of iForumRx to express their opinions by leaving us a comment under Dr. Pincus' commentary about what you see as the role of community health workers. Do you think they're worth it? And do you think that there should be an interface between community pharmacists and community health workers? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iForm Rx, signing off.